Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
So before we get too deep into what the podcast is all about, we definitely need to take a step back and introduce ourselves, and probably more, even more importantly, why we wanted to work together on this.
Absolutely, Budski. I'm Carlene Higgins, and I am a longtime beauty editor. I worked at Flair Magazine for 12 years, and I was a beauty director, and Jill is one of my very best friends. Over to you.
So my name is Jill Dunn, and I've been covering beauty for, I think, over 12 years or so now, and I've done a whole mixed bag of stuff reporting on beauty. So I've done print, which was my first love, and so I worked at magazines like Elle and Glow, and then I spearheaded a digital website, 29 Secrets, and now I've been freelance for 5 years. So I talk about beauty in a lot of different forums, so TV, radio a little bit, digital, YouTube. And so just this is another really natural evolution of how we want to talk about beauty. And I think Carlene and I, having been friends for a long time and having worked together in for a long time.
Yeah, we can go way back in the Rogers offices. So Jill worked down the hall for me at Glow when I was at Flair, and we used to do beauty junkets together. And actually, Jill, I wanted to surprise show you a photo of us that I found on Getty today.
No!
Holla!
No. Oh my God, I look like I have a comb over.
This is the funniest picture. If you guys want to Google it on Getty Images,
please don't.
You'll find the only picture of me on there where Jill and I appear to be deep in conversation. So deep, in fact, that both of our eyes are closed.
I think I'm drinking a coffee, which is really weird that actually we're both drinking a non-alcoholic beverage in this photo.
That's true, true.
At an event photo.
This was in New York City, and I believe it was actually for a Lancome junket. Okay. I do remember this.
I see our good friend Judith Ritchie is also there.
Just wrote a book. She's amazing.
So, wow. Well, definitely.
Oh, and don't forget our other friend, my pimple on my chin. I never left home without that guy. Back in the day, he was like my bestie.
He had a Nexus card?
Yeah. He loved to come out during Nexus times. Your collagen's looking so fine there.
I know. It was some time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. How did you find that?
So enough about that. Back to the podcast. The podcast we really created because over the years we interviewed so many amazing people. Some of my favorites, Lev Glasman from Fresh was such an inspiration to me. His stories about growing up in Russia, like communist Russia, and making beauty products out of, you know, tomatoes and cucumbers he found in his fridge. Those were all the stories that really intrigued me, but there just wasn't the room to write about it in the magazine. And I kind of kept them in my back pocket and was like, I need to do something with this.
I think I was always inspired. And honestly, one of the very reasons I wanted to write about beauty in the first place was because of all the founders and all the stories and the fact that you could be any size, shape, be from anywhere, and you could be into beauty or create an insanely successful product. You didn't have to be entrenched in the beauty industry. You could literally be cooking up stuff in your kitchen, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, people fall in love with it and fall in love with your story. And I just always was proud to like talk about beauty and say that I reported on beauty for that very reason. So this is, like I mentioned, just sort of the natural evolution of being able to tell those stories.
And I think you hit on a key word there. It really is about stories. Like what we actually learned is that, you know, first of all, we can tell you what are the great products and what are the gimmicks, because that's something we can now tell like in 2 seconds flat. And what you'll find though as a pattern is there's always an amazing story behind those.
Yeah.
You know, there's something real, there's something authentic. That word gets thrown around so many times these days. And it really always comes back to the founder. Like something that was real that caused this to happen. So whether it was Charlotte Tilbury, like growing up in Ibiza, and no wonder she's the queen of glow. Like that, look how she grew up, you know?
Yeah.
And now she's best friends with Kate Moss, and her line is the number one seller at Holt Renfrew. And like, these are the stories that inspire me, and these are the stories that we want to tell. Going to play a game to let you really know a little bit more about us. Ready? Go.
Okay, Carlene, if you were a beauty product, which one would you be?
Hundo P, it would be Clé de Peau Concealer.
I knew you were going to say that.
I know, because I say it all the time. I'm sorry. I'm addicted to it. But also, it's just like this high level. It costs like $95, but it's the product that you're going to own for 2 years. It covers up all my redness, which is, I'm sorry, that's like my Achilles heel. And I can't live without it, so that's what it is. If you could have one person cut your hair for the rest of your life, who would it be?
Ooh, okay, this has got to be like a dream person, right? Like, this person has actually never cut my hair, but I would love for Serge Nomon to cut my hair.
Oh, Serge, of course.
Yeah, because he for so many years I've been admiring his work in Allure. This is back in the Linda Wells days. And he did all of the cool girls and all of their good hair. And I think he's still like that session hairdresser. Mm-hmm. Who has that real...
He's going to get out the rollers?
Yeah, he's going to hit me with the rollers. And you're going to walk into that salon, like, swinging your hair like nobody's business. That would be my number one guy.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. What was your first beauty memory?
Oh, my gosh. I still remember I was in Meadowvale, Mississauga, Ontario. I was probably about 10 years old, and I stumbled across a frosted white eyeshadow.
And who had that? Was it your sister's?
I'm pretty sure it was my sister's, okay. Yeah. We shared a bathroom, and she's a few years older than me.
What was the brand? We need specifics.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a good question. I feel like it was probably CoverGirl, just if I visually think about what the packaging looked like. It was like that rectangle. And it was white and frosty, so it kind of turned pink, like a blue iridescent in certain light. So I think I started by putting it on my eyelids, and then I just kept going, and I put it on my lips.
Chic.
And then I like put a little bit on my cheeks. So basically, I think I created the original multiple, but I just obviously didn't know.
You were into strobing before, like 30 years ahead of your time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. There was no YouTube camera around, but basically you just have to take my word for it. I was on it.
Something a little bit more professional oriented. Who was your best beauty interview that you've ever had?
I'm going to go with Marc Jacobs.
Really?
Which, yeah. Surprising answer, because he's obviously comes from a fashion background. But I mean, most people don't know me, but I'm also really into fashion, and so I love the intersection between fashion and beauty. I guess that's kind of my thing.
Was he smoking a cigarette while you interviewed him?
Fuck yeah.
Well, you're in his apartment. I need more details.
No, I was in the hotel. Was it a hotel suite? I feel it, the Mercer in Soho. And Jane Larkworthy was sitting outside while I was waiting, like waiting to have her turn. And I love that man. He is so honestly authentic about everything that he creates. He comes to the table with such integrity, and I just love that he just doesn't dink around. Like, he doesn't make up stories. He just will honestly tell you, like, it's an extension of the clothing. Like, if the Marc girl is this, then obviously her makeup must be this. And he just kind of talks in sound bites, and everything he says is fascinating, and he looks like a million bucks. Like, honestly, he's aged in reverse, so that's pretty inspiring in and of itself.
What about your favorite model?
Oh, that's a tough one. So another little piece of information about me. I really like trail models. I like trail them. I just like, ever since I was a kid, like, I grew up in the Supers era, so I had the Trinity, like, on my wall, Christy, Cindy, Linda, all of them. And I'm still just super, super into models.
Super, super into Supers?
I'm super, super into Supers. My favorite model right now is the Canadian Amber Whitcomb. She's so fabulous. She was just in a Celine ad. I can't believe I just said fabulous, by the way. That must have been because I was talking about throwback era.
She also just snapped, just so you know.
Yeah, so I feel like she's my favorite current model of the second, and my favorite model of all time. Oh gosh, that is tough. Oh my God, I don't even know where to go with this one. There's so many ways I could go. I don't even know what to say. The time is ticking. The pressure is on.
All right, we can come back.
Okay, I'm going Cindy. I'm going Cindy. Okay. What's your desert island beauty product?
Oh, well, if I was a really good beauty editor, I would obviously say SPF, because I am a bit of a preacher on that front.
That didn't even come to my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
But it would honestly probably be a lip balm, and probably the Fresh Sugar lip balm, because I literally, like, right now when I'm talking, I'm thinking about what I can put it on afterwards, because I'm so obsessed with it.
And what about a beauty invention you wish that you had invented?
Okay, well, I'm always so fascinated and floored when people take a really ordinary item and just reinvent it. So I'd have to say probably the beauty blender, because it is legitimately something I use every single day.
So
you can you can do your entire face of makeup with the beauty blender. And I don't, and I've tried to potential, like, just for review purposes, try out some of the knockoff versions of the beauty blender, and just none of them are as good.
Really?
Yeah, they're just, it's the specific type of foam that they use, the fact that they have the cleanser that goes with it.
And apparently there's like a special holder that's been invented now that like keeps it from getting all mucky.
Girl, the glam pod. We are going to maybe delve into that. But honestly, I feel like that is such an iconic product. Bright pink. You see it, you know exactly what it is. And that's what I just think is would be so special to have created. Beauty porn, aka something that's just so stunning and gorgeous. What is the beauty porn that you would watch on loop, on repeat?
Okay, I can tell you right now, I have this answer ready. Pat McGrath, back in the Dior days, when Galliano was there, and she would do the backstage looks, and it was like these unbelievable, when she would do this incredible, like, stage makeup basically, and it would be like turquoise blue and white all around the eye, and then these like super defined, you know, like 30s era lip kind of thing. Like she just would go completely outrageous, but it would look so incredibly beautiful. It was truly an art form. That's beauty porn to me that I would just watch over and over. I mean, on loop.
Let's ask you something that we get asked a lot, which is the best spa that you've ever been to.
Ah, that is a damn good question. I have to say, I really like the Shangri-La in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I love the little napping room for after because I'm going to be honest, sometimes I'm hungover when I go and get like a facial or whatever.
Yeah, hit you with the lemon water.
Don't judge, okay?
But she needs a baklava and a lemon water.
But after I get a facial, I just want to lie down and take some time, right? Yeah. Yeah, I like the nap room where you can like close the curtain and be like, bye. Okay, question for you. Best beauty product you've ever tried?
This is so hard for so many reasons.
I know.
But I'm trying to think of something that I always recommend to people. And it never disappoints. What would be up there is the Benefit Their Real mascara. Yeah.
Interesting.
So that is a mascara that a little pricier, $30, but I love it. I love it on my lashes and I've recommended it to so many friends who sometimes have sparse lashes, sometimes have really thick lashes, and it's just always a crowd pleaser.
Oh, interesting.
And it's, you know, it's sort of like that workhorse in your makeup bag. Is it something that you pull out like that you're like, oh, like hold it up like Simba every day? Not really, but you know exactly what it's going to do for you. It's like a workhorse. You're just like, thank God you're here.
Remember back in the day when you asked me this question and I told you it was a Sonicare toothbrush? And you went out and spent like $275
on it? It's true. Beauty editors do buy products. I had some Optimum points.
Honestly, though, that if you don't have, I mean, everybody has an electric toothbrush now.
Sad face. Mine just died. So I'm going to have to go out and spend another $250. And I'm going to. Legitimately, now that you say that, that's true that I actually do when I'm on the road miss that.
Oh, yeah. You come back and you're like, my teeth have not been brushed in 3 days, basically.
Yeah.
Well, we better wrap it up. Couple more questions. Beauty trend you hope dies soon?
Well, I'm kind of a victim of it myself, but the long mermaid waves just need to die. And I think Melania Trump has ushered that in. I think you can, and I actually asked Harry Josh about this recently, how you can upgrade that. And he just said, you just got to shorten the length. So you can still wear wavy styles, but you cannot have this long mermaid hair anymore. It's just done, especially no extensions.
Yeah, I saw it actually at the Oscars, Kate... What's her name from SNL?
Kate McKinnon.
She looks so great, but then, you know, you have like the HD television. It was like, dude, your hair from the middle part down is just like not your own.
It's just hanging there, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, last question to finish off on.
Okay, I get to ask you the last question. Okay. So what is the beauty trend, sort of the opposite of that, that you hope never dies? I think I know what you're going to say.
Now I want to know what you think I'm going to say.
No, you have to say it and then I'll tell you. No,
you tell me.
Red lipstick.
Okay. well, that is never going to die, duh. But if you are going to wear red lipstick, it probably should be NARS Red Square. Like, just saying, if it has a tint of orange and it's super matte, it just looks better, in my opinion. Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to die. And also, all hail to the Botox. So, all right, signing off. We hope you guys tune in. Keep us posted on what you're thinking. And we really want to know. Hashtag Founders Rule. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Breaking Beauty.
Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast fix. And if you're up for it, show your love by writing a review in iTunes.
And get behind the scenes scoop, as well as our social media handles at breakingbeauty.ca.